Questions to ask yourself. Number one, when you interact with people, how do you naturally evaluate them? Do you think of them in terms of talent, wealth, intelligence, beauty, or people skills? Or do you use some other criteria? Now that you've identified your natural bent, think about how it might affect the way you treat people. How might it impact your ethical standards? Number two, what was your reaction to the many variations of the Golden Rule in the religions of the world? Do you believe the universality of the Golden Rule is relevant to the argument for a single standard of ethics? Why or why not? Number three, what are the benefits of using the Golden Rule as the guideline for personal ethical conduct? For business, what drawbacks do you see? Number four, can you think of a situation in which it would be difficult to apply the Golden Rule as an ethical standard? If so, explore who would be affected by the decision and how they would be impacted. If you still see difficulty, discuss the issue with a friend or a colleague, or see if you can come up with an application. Number five. Jim Blanchard said some of the benefits of using the Golden Rule at Synovus were lower turnover, fewer EEOC claims, almost a disappearance of any kind of harassment issues. What benefits can you envision in your business or industry? Chapter 3. The Golden Rule Begins With You. Author and speaker Zig Ziglar recently sent a note to me after listening to a lesson I had done on the leadership of our nation's founding fathers. Zig and I have been good friends for years, and I always enjoy receiving his perspective and wisdom on leadership. Here's what he said. I believe the reason we had so many outstanding leaders in the early part of our country's history.